Today's daf is always something you have to fight with here.
Yesterday was overcast, though.
I don't want to end up with shades back in there.
So
once Yagdi left,
this room became a hefker.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says the
second week.
Yeah. It says the Gemara, we got to the two dots. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer miskavin chayev. So the Mishnah had been telling us that if a kad breaks in Rosh Hashanah and someone slips and someone gets damaged and ruins his kalim, so you're chayev. But Rabbi Yehuda qualified this by saying, only b'miskavin are you chayev, but if it's ain't miskavin, then the Baal HaKad would be potter. So Gemara wants to know, hechi dami b'miskavin, what does it mean with the Baal HaKad? I own the jug and I have kavana, then I'm chayev, and if I don't have kavana, then I'm potter. So I'm a rabba, b'miskavin lahorido limata miksefa, where I intend to place it down from my shoulder and put it onto the ground. So look at Rashi, six lines up from the bottom. B'miskavin lahorido limata miksefa, I try to lower it from my shoulder, v'niskal, and I slipped. V'hutcha b'kosel chayv, and I slipped, and I guess I broke it on the wall. D'niskal poshehu, slipping, tripping up is considered poshea. So I was poshea. I'm trying to take the jug off my shoulder, and I slip over a rock of some sort. I'm considered a poshea, and that's what I'm chayv. So any damage that jug that now has shattered causes, I'm going to be chayv on. So the Gemara says, Amar Leia Baye, Michlal de Mechayv Rabbi Meir Afil Nifshura. So Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakama, says, does that mean he's chayv? Let's say Nifshura. Rashi Nifshura means Nimocha, where it like disintegrates or melts. Let's say he's walking and he's holding and somehow it just melts. Mamash an onus. The sun melted or something crazy happened and it fell out of his hand. So that case, there's no kavana. Would Rabbi Meir there say that you're chayv in that case? That's completely onus. It doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Amar Leih in, yes, you're chayv. So mechayv, Haya Rabbi Meir, afilu ozno biyado. He's chayv, even if he's holding the jug in his hand, he's holding the handle in his hand, and the whole jug just cracks. We didn't do anything wrong. He's not poshea. Rabbi Meir says you're chayv even in that case. But am I? Onesu. V'ones rachmana patre. Dichsev l'nara lo tasa davar. When the guy is ones, he's pater in everything. He's pater in the onesh. He's, according to some Rishonim, there's not even an Avera there in this discussion. That's Iran and Rav Yosef Engel talks about this. But the guy should be pater. How could you say, again, Behuda says, I'm only chai for nezek if I'm lowering her down. But if it falls out of my hand, I'm ones, I'm pater. Which would indicate that the Tanakhama holds, even in the case of ones, I'm chai to pay nezek. But how could that be? We have the concept, ones rachmana patre. So Gemara says maybe that concept of Anus Rachman Apache is only Chitema Hani Mililin and Ktala, only if someone kills someone with regards to Mises Bezdin killing someone, so then he's Pater. When a woman is being raped, let's say that's the example here, so she's Pater. She's Onus. In Hezekin Chayiv, but maybe when it comes to damages, if I'm Onus, we know the halacha already is Adam Mu'ar Li'ola Mafilu Ba'Onus. So maybe I Onus, so then I should be Chayiv if my jug falls out of my hand and it breaks and damages someone. But how could that be true? Is it really true that Rabbi Meir thinks that you're chayiv nezikin afilu ba'onis? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, nishbur akado v'losalka. Let's say my jug cracks and I don't remove it out of the way. Or nafal gemalo, or my camel falls down v'lo hemido. I don't lift him up to remove him out of the way. In that situation, Rabbi Meir is mechayiv behezekan chachamim omrim pater. Rabbi Meir thinks you're chayiv there because I should have been shomer. I should have protected and moved the stuff out of the way. And Chachamim think that you're pater midine adam because I didn't do anything wrong. The Gemara will explain later on. But chayiv bedine shemaim. That's one scenario. That's not what we're concerned with right now, though. Umodim Chachamim leRabbi Meir ba'avano v'sakino maso shenichan b'rosh hagago. Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Meir that you're chayiv in a case where I left something on my rooftop. V'naflo b'ruach metzuya. And a regular wind came and knocked it off, vezeko, and caused damage, shehi chayiv. So you're chayiv in that case, because that's poshea. If I leave something on a rooftop, knowing well that a regular wind could come and knock it off, that's poshea. So even Chachamim agree that you're chayiv in that case. And the flip side, the opposite case, umode Rabbi Meir Rabbanan, that your pater, in a case, b'mala kan konim al hagag, you place some type of bottles on the rooftop, amnash l'nagban, to dry them off, and comes an unexpected wind, a very powerful wind, then in that case, v'hezekon causes damage, shupater. In that case, everybody agrees you're pater because that's ones. So we see that even Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakhama, agrees in the case of ones, in the case of ruach sheina metzuya, that you're potter from nezikin. So what was the discussion above? We're trying to figure out what's miskavin Rabbi Huda thinks you're chayiv, you're potter in the other case, where Rabbi Meir would think you would be chayiv in that other case. It can't be a case of ones. So Ella, what's going on here? So Amar Abai explains bitarte pligi. And they're arguing on two different fronts. Pligi b'shas nefila u'pligi l'achar nefila. They're arguing during, while the animal or while the cod is falling. That's one point of machlokas. And then the other point, after it's fallen, the aftermath, whether you be chayiv on any additional damage that will cause. That's the double machlokas that's going on here. So Gemara explains further now. Pligi b'shas nefila, when he falls, when he causes damage during the fall, that's the machlokas. B'niskal posheya, whether a person who slips in niskal, whether he's considered posheya. Is it a person expected to pay attention to where he's walking and not to trip? Or no, people are allowed to walk, and if they fall, that's not posheya. So Mar Savar Niskal Posheyahu, the Tanakama thinks, thank you, Tanakama thinks that Niskal is posheya, that if he trips up, he's considered posheya, and therefore he's chayiv in all cases. And Mar Savar Rabbi Huda holds Niskal la posheyahu. He's not posheya, and Rabbi Huda thinks if the guy slips, he's actually putter. That's the machlokas between the Tanakama of our Mishnah and Rabbi Huda, again, whether Niskal is considered posheya or not posheya. Upligi lachan nefrila, they're also arguing after the fact, when the cod fell. Bimafkir nizakov, whether when a person's mafkir, something that causes damage. Mar savar mafkir nizakov chayv, if a person's mafkir his cod after it's been broken, is it still his? Is he still responsible for the boar, the potential damage it's caused as a boar? So Tanakama thinks you're chayv still, even if you've been mafkir. But Mar Savar Rabbi Huda holds pater, you're pater from that last case. If you're mafkir, if you're not, what the Mishnah says, ainam is kavein, when you don't have kavana to own it, you're mafkir, then you're pater. So that's the double machlokas that appears in this Mishnah.
So b'shas nefila we're talking about, are you chayiv on the jug? Is that what we mean? When we say, are you chayiv, if you're chayiv b'shas nefila, we're not talking about the jug damaging something.
I think we are, yeah, because I own the jug. So I think it's talking about the jug causing damage to somebody else. I'm the Balkado, I think so. Let's see. Is Rashi saying anything?
Pitcher fell and struck someone as it was falling.
So it struck somebody else. So it's a damage that's caused by the cod, right? Okay. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that our Mishnah is talking about two different scenarios, that it's a double machlokas here. Midikasani tarti, because the Mishnah says two things. It says, huchlak echar b'mayim, o shalaka b'charasis. Either person got damaged from the water, he fell and his kelim got dirty from the water, or he got hit from one of the pieces of the pottery. Hainu hach, it's the same exact case. Why is the Mishnah giving us two examples? Elalav hachi kamar, is not saying the following. The way the Mishnah should be read is, Hochlok echa b'mayim b'shas nefila. Someone falls and causes damage during the fall. And o shalaka b'charis is lacha nefila. And the second circumstance is after the damage, after it broke rather, it causes additional damage as a boar. So that's the way to read the Mishnah. So Gemara says now, umid masnisin b'tarte b'raisin nami b'tarte. So from the fact that the Mishnah is talking about two scenarios, does that mean our Braisa is also referring to two different scenarios? So which Braisa are we talking about now? The Braisa we just brought. The Braisa that we brought about Nishper Kadav Lo Salko, Nafel Gamalav Lo Hemido, that Braisa we brought in before, who is to say that that's also referring to two different cases? So Gemara explains further. Bishma Kado, I understand the case of the Kad of our Mishnah, Mishkachas La, O Bishas Nefila, O Lachar Nefila, even the Kad of the Braisa. You could have two cases of a cod. And one, it causes damage while it's breaking and shattering. And one is after it's been broken, it causes additional damage. El gemolo, when it comes to a camel, the bishmalachar nefila mishkachas la b'mafkir nevelaso. If the gemol, the camel, drops dead, I understand there's a concept of lachar nefila, because I'm mafkir, now this nevela. This dead camel, my camel is lying on the ground, I'm mafkir. So I can understand such a case. El b'shas nefila heicha mishkachas la. How do you find, as the camel's collapsing, how do you find such a case where it's going to cause damage b'shas nefila? The cod's going to shatter, and it's going to go all over the place, it's going to cause damage, but the camel's going to drop dead in its place. What kind of damage will it cause during the fall?
Right, let's look at Rashi.
Ela b'shas nefila, heicha ikal meimar niska pashehu. How could you blame the Adam, the Baal HaGamal, the owner of the Gamal? He's not tripping up. Mahu yachalasos im niskalo bemto. What's he to do if his camel slips? He can't. It's only so much he's able to do. Divishma niskal huv nishbur kado. If he slips and he breaks his kad, ikal meimar ibarli liuni mezel. We tell him, pay attention to where you're walking. Ela gamal amikal meimar hachi. Can you tell the camel to pay attention? It's only so much the owner of a camel could do to pull his camel around. He slips in a little bit of a ditch or a rock where he just loses his balance. You can't blame the Baal HaGamal. So where is their case that there's a shas nefila responsibility on the Baal HaGamal? So the Gemara answers, Amar v'acha kigon da'avr b'may derech sharasa denara, where you are leading your camel in a water. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Sharasa denara, shegada hanar, the river had been overflowing. V'kisas ein haderech, and it's covered the path. You don't know exactly where to go. Had he known where he was walking and able to see, so then the camel wouldn't have paid attention. And the fact that I dragged my camel on this way where he can't see, the camel is only an animal. It can only walk where it can only see what it sees. But now I took it on a path where it can't see anything, so I'm responsible. I caused it to trip. So the Gemara says, well, hey Chidami, what's the case here? If there's another path to go, yeah, I took him on this path that's been overflowed by the water. Poshehu, I'm Poshehu, I'm responsible. According to all opinions, even Rabbi Huda would agree, I'm responsible. If this is the only way to go, onesu, I need to get to my destination. So I'm considered onus and putter. Ella must be mishkachaza de oskil the askle begamala. The case is where the individual, the Baal HaGamal, tripped. Rashi, if you're going back to the case of a Derech Yevesha, a dry path. I slipped. I'm walking in front of the camel, dragging him, pulling him. I trip. The camel stumbles upon me, which would probably hurt a lot. And during that nefila, the camel causes damage. So that is my responsibility because I'm the niskal. I cause him to fall. Okay. Marnal says, Mafkir nizakov my miskavin ikam. So when I'm mafkir my nizakov, we said before that the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda are two different debates. So the second debate is after the fact that I'm mafkir nizakov. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're pater. So what does it mean? What's the kavana? What's the kavana you have when I'm mafkir nizakov after the fact? So Gemara explains as follows: Amar Rav Yosef b'miskaven lizakos b'charseh, where I have intention to be mafta, to own, to acquire these shards of pottery. V'chein amar Ravashi b'miskaven lezakos b'charseh. Says Rashi, b'charseh means shelo hifkirin chayev. If I'm not mafkirim chayev, u'b'shem miskaven shuv lezakos ben potter de mafkirin lezaka potter. So what's going on here is as follows. This second case that they're arguing about, after lach and nefila, I'm mafkir the nizakov. I'm mafkir all the different pieces of pottery that's lying all over the place. Now if I have new kavana, miskaven to be lizakos in these nizakov, now I'm reacquiring them, then I'm chai. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But if I'm ain't a miskaven, I don't have intent to acquire, then I'm going to be pater. That's the case.
It becomes a bor again if you have kavana.
If I reacquire it, then it becomes a din of bor, yeah. Okay, so Gemara now says in the bottom, last few lines of the Amud here, Rabbi Elazar Amar Bishas Nefila Machlokas. He argues.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When we said before that they were arguing b'shas nefila and they were arguing after the nefila, was that going on the machlokas in our Mishnah, or was it going on this machlokas from Meir Rabbanan in the Braisa, and then our Mishnah is arguing only on one side of those two?
I thought it was both. The Mishnah first we were saying was double machlokas in the Mishnah, and then we said even the Braisa is also double machlokas. That's what I thought we said.
Because here it sounds like the way Rashi almost like Mafkir Nizakov, everybody agrees is Pater. But the question is about Miskaven that Rabbi Yehuda differentiates in is about whether or not he intended on reacquiring.
Right, so I think that's how we're understanding both the case of the Mishnah and the Braisa. No? You think that's only going on in the Mishnah?
I don't know. That just struck me reading that, but could be it was just going both. I had no idea.
Can't it be in the
Braisa? Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was also in the Braisa.
The Braisa doesn't seem to make this machlok about miskaving or saying, and that sounds to be more of a Mishnah machlokas. The machlokas and the brisa, unless the brisa is Ramei Rabbanan and Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, could be Rabbanan and the brisa is.
I see what you're saying. The question then is, why was the Gemara compelled to say that the brisa is also two different scenarios? The fact that the Gemara made that line sound like the Bryce and Mishnah were supposed to be congruent. But now in terms of this pinning the different positions and opinions here, Rabbanim end up being Rabbi Yehuda. That's the only way it would make sense. But the Gemara, I agree, the Bryce doesn't mention anything about Kavana. If it's not about Kavana, then why do we try to equate the Mishnah and the Bryce? I'm not sure. Okay. Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here, Rabbi Elazar, Amar B'shas Nefila Machlokas. The debate is only during Shas Nefila. Aval Lach Nefila, Mai, Divya Kol Pater. But after it's been fallen, it fell already, then everyone agrees it's Pater. What do you mean? V'ha'ika Rabbi Meir Demachayiv. Doesn't Rabbi Meir think you're Chayiv even after Nefila? So Ella, Mai, Divya Kol, Chayiv must be, everyone agrees after Nefila, everyone agrees it's Chayiv in any Nezek. How can you say that? V'ha'ika Rabban in the Patri. They say that's Pater Lach Nefila. So Ella, Mai, Bishas Nefila, Af, Bishas Nefila. Rabbi Elazar must be understood as saying there's a machlokas even Mishas Nefila. There's a machlokas la'achar Nefila, but there's also a machlokas l'shas Bishas Nefila, like we've been saying above. And Ukmash Blanker de Abaye, and this goes like Abaye, because Abaye is the one above who suggested that there's a double machlokas here, right? Betarti Pligi, Bishas Nefila and la'achar Nefila. So Rabbi Elazar, Abaye and Rabbi Elazar are saying the same thing. We're now going to the top of Chaf Tes Mabez. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, La'achar Nefila Machlokas. The debate is only after it's been broken. About B'shas Nefila during my Divrei Kol Pater. Everybody agrees, during the Nefila, it's actually going to be Pater.
Was it Svar because of his ownness?
Why B'shas Nefila? It must be that everyone holds Niskal La Pashehu, I guess. He must be assuming. But B'haz, the Gemara says, let's understand this for a second. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan later on says, "Lo tema masnisin Rabbi Meirhi, damar niska poshehu, dimichlal to Rabbi Meir mechayev." So what's he saying? Later on, we're going to see this in a few days from today. That don't say that our mission is talking about Rabbi Meir, who holds that niskal is poshea and you be chayev. He says something else, but he don't tell us what he says yet. But either way, we see from all this, we could deduce from that statement alone that Rabbi Meir holds that you're chayiv in Niskal Poshea.
At least Rabbi Yochanan thinks Rabbi Meir.
Exactly, yeah. At least Rabbi Yochanan thinks. So he must hold my Divrei Kol, it must be chayiv then. So he can't say Divrei Kol thinks pater, b'shas nefila. But wait a second, v'had medekamah Rabbi Yochanan lekamah, Rabbi Yochanan also later on says, lo temer masnisin Rabbi Meir hi, damar Niskal Poshehu, mechal de pater yabaran. That also implies that even though Rabbi Meir holds Niskal Poshea, that indicates that Rabban hold that Niskal is Pater. So what's going on here? What's Rabbi Meir? What's Rabbi Yochanan holding? So the Gemara says, Ella hakamashmal. It must be that the b'mafkir nizakov the hachahu the patri banan the anasu of a mafkir nizakov the alma mechayve. What's going on here? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says two lines down from Chav Tesam and Beis. So the mafkir nizakov the hachah the tchilasa onesu the patri banan. When initially it was created through onus, so then they say you're pater. Aval mafkir nizakov d'alma, in general, being mafkir, you're chayiv, kagon sheshlicho midas. Let's say I willingly threw my jug into the streets. Or kagon bor b'shesarabim d'mechayve. Or I dug a pit. I dug a pit. That's why I'm chayiv, v'halchi kamar. This is the way you read Rabbi Yochanan. La'achar nefila machlokas. After nefila, there's a machlokas. High machlokas. Kol ma'high machlokas. The pligi Rabbi Rabbanim behifkir nizakav la'achar nefila hu shetchilas alidei nefila. The machlokas is after it fell, where nefila is considered onus. After it fell, and then subsequent to that, your mafkir, whatever fell, that's the machlokas whether you're chayv or not. About idea shloch lo pligi. But when you throw it, when you create it on your own initially, then everybody agrees that you're chayiv, v'lo tedek mi Rabbi Yochanan de b'shas nefila lo pligi. And don't learn from here anything about shas nefila. Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about shas nefila at all. He's talking about, they're arguing about lach and nefila. But only after nefila are they arguing about. But la'acher hashlacha, everyone agrees you're chayiv. But not talking about anything about shas nefila. Both scenarios of Rabbi Yochanan, his direct statement and his implication, are always talking about la'acher nefila cases. One is again a nefila, la'acher nefila, and one's la'acher hashlacha. Nothing to do at all with shas nefila. Okay. So again, it's very possible Rabbi Yochanan would agree to what we've been saying before, that this machlok is both b'shas nefila and la'acher nefila. So now let's just review. So b'shas nefila, there's a machlok, is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chachamim, Rabbi Meir. La'acher nefila, there's also a machlok. La'acher hashlacha, divri akol, says your chayef. I think that's where we stand. I assume Rabbi Elazar would agree to that statement as well. It would be mistaber to say that. Marna says itmar. Mafkir nezakov, mafkir any nezek that's in Rishis Rabim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Now here's machlokas. Chad amar chayiv, chad amar pater. One holds that the chayiv in this case, and when you're mafkir, one holds that you're pater if you're mafkir. So lema, let's say this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, who are amarayim, lema man de mechayiv k'Rabbi Meir. One holds your chayiv is like Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, who held across the board that your chayiv. And man de pater k'Rabbanim, and the one who holds that you're pater is like Rabbanim, where only be miskaven are you chayiv, but if you're ain't a miskaven, in other words, you're mafkir, then you're pater. So Gemara says no. Aliba de Rabbi Meir, in the world of Rabbi Meir, and the Mishnah says chayiv, choyam elo pligi, everyone agrees that you're chayiv in this case as well. Ki pligi, the only debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is within the world of Aliba de Rabbanim. The man de pater k'Rabbanim, the one who holds that you're pater, that's where Rabbanim hold in the Mishnah. If you're ain't a miskaven in the kadav that's broken, that's your pater, says there, but now I guess we're doing Rabbanan of the Mishnah. Rabbanan must be Rabbi Yehuda now. That was your point you were saying before, Adam. This Rabbanan must be the same Rabbi Yehuda then. So Rabbanan slash Rabbi Yehuda hold in that case your pater if you're mafkir, if you're enomus kavin. Uman the mechayiv, but the one holds that you're chayiv even within the world of Rabbanan. How come you're chayiv? What's the difference of a Mishnah? So he explains as follows. Amr lecha ana dami afila the Rabbanan. I hold a Rabbanan, ad kan lo kapat Rabbanan, ela b'mafkir, dinisakav, dehacha, mishun danesu. Rabbanan only hold that you're pater in our Mishnah when it was honest, when it fell. When it fell from the hand, there was a nefila, and then a mafkir, the nizakav, after nefila, only then you're pater, like we said above for Rabbi Yochanan. Ava mafkir nizakav da'alma mechaiva. But if I take my kad and I throw it there willingly, and then I try to be mafkir afterwards, or I dig a pit in Rishis Rabim, and then I try to be mafkir afterwards, then I'm going to be chayef. That's the case. So this case here, the itmar, we're talking about being mafkir nezakov after I did it willingly. The case of the Mishnah is a mafkir nezakov after a nefila, where it was done bonus. Okay, we're good? Gemara says, no, we're not good? Okay, fine. Suck the Gemara. Gemara says, now tistayim, the Rabbi Eliezer, who damar chayef. Let's conclude that Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds that you're chayiv in this case here.
That line doesn't make a lot of sense. Because we just said that Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody agrees.
Right.
By not giving up something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So you would have thought Rabbi Yochanan would say this.
So if it's machlokes, right.
Yeah. So that's where it's based on a statement, a different statement of Rabbi Eliezer. That's why. Not based on what we saw above, but based on a different statement. Let's see. Tistayim de Rabbi Eliezer, who? It could be Rabbi Eliezer. No,
it's Tistayim. In the middle, this is me.
Okay, very good. He answered because that conclusion we made above wasn't an explicit statement. It was just based on some implications. So that's why we couldn't use it as a raya. But here's a clear statement in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. It says, Tistayim de Rabbi Eliezer hu de Amar Chayiv. He's the one who holds your chayiv in this case when you're mafkin nizak of the alma, when you mashlich, when you willingly throw something in the Rishis Rabim and attempt to be mafkir, you're still chayiv. Because he holds damar Rabbi Elazar mishum Rabbi Yishmal shnei dvarim einam b'shusa shel adam. We see this, we saw this gemara referred to earlier, the gemara m'psachim as well. There are two things that are not lemaisas on your rishus shel adam. However, asana kasav kilu hein b'shusa. The Torah makes it as if it's in your rishus, you're responsible for the ve'elu hein bor b'shus rabim v'chametz m'shei shalos ulamala tistayim. So bor, that's in Rishis Rabim, even though I'm mafkir, and I have every right to be mafkir. I don't own it, actually. I'm still responsible. And so to chametz, after the 6th hour, where it becomes asr b'ana, there's no bailus on things that are asr b'ana, yet I still get an isser of owning chametz, even though it's not really mine. So tistayim, we can conclude that Rabbi Eliezer is the author. Mar now says, halfway down the Amud here, umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi, does Rabbi Elazar really say this? Amar Rabbi Elazar, doesn't he hold Ipcha? Doesn't he hold the opposite? The Tanah and the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah appears later on, tomorrow's daf, HaHofech Has HaGalal Bershus Rabbim, a guy is moving around, what's a galal, to remove feces, or manure, let's say. So, Bershus Rabbim, V'huzuk Bahen, and someone gets damaged in it, Acher, V'huzuk Ben Acher, somebody else gets damaged, Chai Ben Nisko, I, for putting my manure out in the Bershus Rabbim, somebody else gets dirty and ruins his kalim, I'm Chayv. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, on this he comments, Lo Shanu Eloshin is Kavin Lezakus Behen. It's only true where I have intent on owning this. Says Rashi, what does this mean? Chayv, what?
Who is it?
The owner, the Baal HaGalal, I think. So if you see here, Rashi says, V'hachay Benizko, Dikanya B'hagba, Mamonahu. By me lifting it up, I'm owning it. I'm now to my Mamon. It's not working through Bor, it's working through Mamon. Shiniskavin the Zakosbo says Rashi Kishakbi, when I lift it up, Vachai Mishimamona, the Laha Shikinya, Afapisha Nihosham, Lofkiru, Ella, Shiniskavin Litlo, Misham Lacharzman. I wanted it to be placed there because that's where the excrement ends up turning into to manure. It will help work as compost. So I left it there temporarily. That was what was done. So the Gemara says now, again, so Rabbi Elazar says, Lo Shanu Ella, Shiniskavin the Zakosben, there's only true that I'm chai for any damage if I have intent on reacquiring this. Aval, Lo Niskavin the Zakosben Pater. But if I don't have intent on acquiring it, then I'm Pater. What we see from here though, Mafkir Nizakov Pater. If I'm Mafkir my Nizakov, I'm actually Pater. Well, we said above that Rabbi Elazar said, a Mafkir Nizakov, you're still going to be chai. If I put it out there willingly, even though I'm Mafkir, I'm still responsible. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravad, the Barava Shechzira, Limkoma. It's a case where it went back to its initial place. Therefore, what? So says Rashi, Shechzira limkoma, velo delo karabor. Vavi kimishlo naga ba meolam delav karaborhu. But if you look at Rashi before this, look at Rashi Potter. If I had no intent on being mezakin, being zocha in this item, I'd be Potter. Vafagav the karabor, b'shis rabim. Even though I dug a pit in the Rishis Rabbim, I'm responsible for that. Kishahavchu v'niskal ha'adam b'makom shazarku sham v'imhayam b'makom harishon lo niskal bazeh. Had it been in the first place where I left it off, so that no one would get hurt. Amal Rabbi Elazar bor b'Rishis Rabbim pater huadin l'mafkin nizakov. Deha man demachay min bor b'Rishis Rabbim yalaf lashelo ha'isel lo shelo melom. Okay, fine. So you see from here, it's only pater. If I left it in the initial place, I actually would be pater. I'm only chayiv here when it moved to some other place, moved to a different place. So what we see from here though, so the case is if it goes back to my initial place, hichsilim komo, in a place where it's protected from people touching it, it's as if I undid the boar, and it goes back to square one, in which case, I would be potter. It's as if there was never a boar. I place it in a place where that no one will get damaged, so it's not boar. And then it got moved around to somewhere else. So now that's my Galal means serving as a boar. I'm responsible. Now somehow it goes back to its initial place where it's been protected. It undid the status of being a boar, but someone somehow slips on it anyways and gets damaged. So the Gemara is suggesting I'd be potter in that case because it's as if there was never a boar in the first place. But in general, when there is a boar in Rishis Rabbim, in Echanami I would be chayv. So it's not a steer, that's what the Gemara explains. Gemara says, "Amar Ravina, Mashal de Rav Ad bar Ava l'mad davar domer." What's this case similar to? Where I had a galal that moved to Rishis Rabbim and came back to my makom, which no longer bore. What's that similar to? It's similar to lemote bor megula v'chisau v'chazav v'gilau, where you found the bor that was exposed and open, and then he covered it, and then he exposed it again. So, why is our case where he exposed it again? Rashi says, "V'chazu v'gilahu de pater." Why you pater? Once you expose it,
changing the status.
Because if you didn't touch it at all, it would have been in the same exact position as it is right now.
Uh huh.
In fact, you put it and you took it back off.
Uh huh.
It's an exact case.
Look, I was about to say that. Amrle marzucha b'reidu rav Mary l'ravina midami. Are these two cases similar? Hasam lo yistal like ma'aserishon. There in the previous case, when I covered up that boar that I found, I didn't undo the boar. The boar was there. I just put a covering over it. I took off the covering. I really didn't change much. So that's why I'm potter. When I covered it and took it off, I didn't do anything. The boar always existed. But halacha here, But here, when it came back to the initial place, it undid the. It's in a different makom now. It really undid the Ma'aser Rishon. That when it was out there in Rishis Rabim, that comes back to the initial makom, that undid the original Ma'aser Rishon.
That doesn't sound comparable to me.
No, because the boar is not in a place that comes back to the initial place, this galal. It's not in a place where it could cause damage anymore. It's location wise. Even though the boar, it's protected now, it's still, it's in the same makom that was.
We're talking about where you put the manure back to the same place.
Right.
So why is that different than the boar was there? You essentially removed it by covering it, and then you reopened it, causing it in the same exact place.
No, so that I would view this, that the boar has a shame boar when it's covered even. It's still called a shame boar. It's just, there's a shmir around this. When this gull is not in Rishis Rabim, it's not even a boar anymore. If I have a pit in my backyard, that's not a boar. So the location of the boar is very important. So, now boar in Rishis Rabim is a covered boar, but it's still a boar. That's, I think, the lumness behind it. So the Gemara says, now that's the case, the istalikle ma'aser rishon, the kaimlein b'rishuso. It's similar to a case where I find the boar, then I cover it up, I fill it in with all the dirt, and then I redig it. That's where the initial, I have undone the initial ma'aser rishon, and that's a comparable case. By me moving my galal, there's no longer a boar, it's similar to me filling up that pit where you mamish remove the shame boar. Okay, either way, what we see from all this, though, that's supposed to be a rejection, I think. Because we're coming up with a new answer.
Right, so Zerulim Koma shouldn't be an explanation for why you'd be Pater in that case.
Well, why not?
Because you did an Emais on it.
Since it was Chzilim Makomo, is Mamisha removing the initial Maisa, and therefore, when I put it back in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim,
so it's not an explanation for it, it's not a steer or a blazer. Don't play Mafgir.
Right, I see, okay. Okay, again, Reb Blazer says that you're chayiv for boar b'shus harabim, even though I don't own it. But this case says, if I'm mafkir, I'm actually pater from it. So it can't be this case that we're saying now of, again, hichzilim komo, because hichzilim komo, I should really be chayiv in. Because if I remove it and put it back in b'shus harabim, Reb Blazer would say you're chayiv. So that can't be the case where Reb Blazer says you're pater. Ella, it must be Amar Ravashi Kishehavcha Lepachas Mishlosha, where I'm turning it over, I'm moving in the Rishis Rabim below three tefachim. So what does this do for us? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Ella Amar Ravashi Hodemoki Reb Elazar Lemasis Nacha Lo Niskavin Lezakus Bapater. That which Reb Elazar explained to Mishnah to say when I'm moving the Gol in Rishis Rabim, I'm Pater in that case. When there's no Kavana, I'm still Pater, which would be against what he said earlier. It's only a case of Kishehavcha Lepachas Mishlosha, says Rashi. I never brought it above shlosha. And the halacha is to do hagbah, to have a kinyan hagbah, needs to be brought above, raised above three tefachim. Hilkach lav hagbahi is not considered hagbah. Dikibor pachos pasuach dami v'lo nistam habor me'olam. It's as if there is an empty bor, which I never closed up. If I close up a bor and then reopened it, I'm certainly chayiv. But if there's a bor that I never filled in, then I'm going to be patern. The kaven says Rashi dilon skavil the knosa. Since I never had intent on reacquiring this galal from the fact that I never brought it above three tefachim, deleka lechiyuva mishum mamona mishum kara bor nami lo techayva. I'm not chayv from a mamon. I'm not chayv for digging a bor. Umiu, however, heichad in skavil lezakos mechayv mishum mamona. But if I have intent to acquire it, then I'm chayv not because of bor, but I'm chayv because of mamon. Dikaman damar chavat efep. Okay, fine. So Gemara explains now. Why do you give such a shver explanation to the Mishnah that's dafka in a situation where I'm rolling the galal under three tefachim? The time of the kin is kavin the zakus ba, hey, ain't miskavin the zakus ba lo. So in dafka case where I have kavana, but no kavana, not lokma lamala mishlosha. Why not just say we're talking about a case where I was moving the galal above three tefachim, I was carrying it through the shuk? But even though I didn't have to have kavana, I'm still going to be chayv in this. Because he holds, where Rashi says, ha-mafkir nizak of chayv. Whenever you're mafkir nizikin, then you're actually going to be chayv. So explain to Gemara, I know this requires a lot of chazara.
Didn't we say that he held pater in this Mishnah? Didn't Reb Lozer say, lo shana lo neskavin zayas ben, lo neskavin zayas ben pater?
Right, so this is only true if it's below three tvachim that we explained before, because if there's no kavana, okay, there are two things here. There's one thing of Rabbi Lazar holding mafkir nizaka of his chayiv, and the other thing is if a person is zocha in it now, it's going to be his mamon, his chayiv midin mamon. Those are two tracks that's going on here. So if, again, it's if he's going to be lezakos behen, so then he's chayiv mishin mamona. So let's look at this again. So what Rashi is saying here, what Gemara is saying here, if you go less than three tefachim, so there's no kavana. So only when there's kavana lezakos bo,
because Rebbe Lazar was going on the statement of hofich galal brishas harabim behozik ben acher chayiv ben iska.
Right.
And Rebbe Lazar is the one who then came on to give this qualification about. It's only in this situation, but in that situation, you're putter.
Correct.
And now, based on this whole interpretation, we're giving Rebbe Lazar, we have to say the case that he's saying you're putter is this wacky case where you rolled it for under three.
Right.
So why did Rebbe Lazar feel a need to come on to make this a kimta about, oh, only if you did this, if he's just telling us about a case that's kind of a strange thing that you would roll it?
Right. Have a much clearer case where it's above three tefachim.
And
in your Zohar, even though you didn't have kavana to be zocha in it, you're still chayiv because the mafkir and nizaka of chayiv. Anyone who's mafkir is nizikin, he's chayiv. It's more of a regular type of case. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Masnisin kishise. It's difficult. There's a certain internal question within the Mishnah. Ma'irya hafech lisnei hagbiya. Why is the Mishnah talk about a case of rolling it? Why not just talk about a case of lifting it? The fact that it spoke of a case of rolling it indicated to us that was the key. Elishma mina kol hafech lamate mishlo shehu. Any time a person is rolling something, it always means below three tefachim. That's what we're learning from this. So therefore we conclude from all this case that Rabbi Lazar is one who holds chayiv, again, in the case where a person willingly sets up a boar. He sets up, he breaks a kad, leaves a kad there, and he's mafter, he's still chayiv. Even though it's not in his rishus anymore, I saw a cost of kilu brishusa. So now that we could say that, from the fact that Rabbi Lazar, Amar chayiv, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion who says Amar pater. Who me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this at your potter? Vatzan does in the mission tell us hamatznia as a kotzves as a kukis, a person who hides a thorn or a piece of glass in the wall, vagoder gedaro bekotzim or a guy who built a fence made of thorns, vagoder shenafol rishis rabim, fence that falls into rishis rabim, vuhuzak behenacher chayiv benisko, and somebody else gets damaged by it, then the person who is matznia is going to be chayiv. VaAmar Rabbi Yochanan, and on that mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan comments. Lo shanu ela b'mafriach, avav b'mitzam tein pater. He only holds mafriach, which means if it's sticking out, it's flying, literally, it's sticking out a little bit. Only in that case are you going to be chayiv. That's considered bor b'shus rabim. But if it's mitzam tein, which is it's stuck, Rashi explains about tzam tein around seven lines up. The toch shelo, davale bor b'shuso. The bor is in his own rishus. He tucks it into the wall where it can't. It's not sticking out in the rishus rabim. It's in his rishus. Afagav de hifkir rishuso shikzeil rishus rabim pater. Even though, let's say, after the fact, he's mafkir his property and gives it over to Rishus Rabim, he's still going to be pater. My taima, why? Why does Rabbi Yochanan think you're pater by the case of Matamsim? Pater, la mishum dehavi le bor b'shuso, must be it's a bor in his Rishus. Michlal dechiyuva de bor b'shus Rabim hu, alma de mafkir nizak of chayiv. So what are you concluding from all this?
Yeah.
That bor in his own Rishus is pater. But when are you chayiv? A chayiv in a bor b'shus harabim. So even in a case of mafkir nizakav, that's when you're chayiv. You're still chayiv. Even though above we conclude Rabbi Yochanan thinks you're pater, the only way Rabbi Yochanan could create a bor is in dafka b'shus harabim, dafka when you're mafkir, which is against what we said above. To which Gemara said, love, not true. The yolam emelcha, mafkir nizakav pater, really holds that you're pater, even by mafkir nizakav, so mitzam tem pater, my time a pater. So then why does he hold mitzam tem you're pater? So he explains, Mishum de Itmar law, Amr of Acha, Braid the Ravika, Lefish Ein Darchen, Shabne Adam, Leschachek, Bukhsalam. Because it's not my responsibility. Says Rashi, "Nischachek b'ksalim v'zeh shenischachek v'huzak meshunahu." Guys don't walk and rub against the wall. That's not normal. So the fact that the guy decided to rub against my fence and he got cut by the thorn, got cut by the glass, that's not my problem. That's his problem. He should not have done that. And he was the one who's meshuna. So since he was meshuna by walking against that wall, he's the one who's chayiv. So it says the Gemara, "Mi Amar B'yochan Halchi." Did B'yochan really say this? V'ha Amar B'yochan Halacha K'sam Mishnah. He always passing like the Stam Mishnah. If it's not, the Mishnah tells us. Mishnah that appears later on. Hachofer Bor B'Shisharabim. A guy digs a pit in B'Shisharabim. V'nafla Tocha Shur Chamor. An animal falls in. Umeis, that animal dies. Chayiv. You have to pay. So we see that Bor B'Shisharabim Mafkin Nizakov. Rabbi Yochan holds your Chayiv. So Ella Liolam Rabbi Yochan Amar Chayiv. You're right. Really, Rabbi Yochan holds that by mafkir nezakov, person who has mafkir bor b'shis rabim, you actually chayiv. That's what we have to hold. Now the problem is, now Rabbi Yochan amar chayiv, that Rabbi Yochan holds chayiv in the case of mafkir, that means Rabbi Elazar holds your pater. But didn't we say hamar Rabbi Elazar? Didn't he say above mishum Rabbi Shmuel v'chulei, that even though you don't own the b'shis rabim, it's kilu asal kasav kilu b'shuso. So now Rabbi Elazar has a stira. So the Gemara concludes, Lo kashya, hadi day had rabbi. One is Rabbi Elazar himself who holds mafkin tzak of pater, but the statement of Rabbi Elazar quoting Rabbi Shmuel, his Rebbe, that's where he holds the brishus brishus rabim is chai. But that's not him, that's his Rebbe.
Mafkir brishus rabim.